So, look at that. That's amazing.
Okay, now Dr. I happen to know that I looked at him last
night. Last night, Sitz Chas Nalev. It's Shinanav, goes right to what we spoke about yesterday. I never noticed this before, I didn't pay attention. Zarech is Chas Shemei Tov Lamed. Ein is Abdin Olam. Excuse me, Sitz Chas Shemei Tov Chas Nalev. Right. Finished. Says, Ubechein Ben Ches, Man of Poland, Nefel. There's no dinner of Avelis by Nefel. You want to know? The author of Achilles Vosavi called Mashmanik for Kemish and Bushmil of the Cobra. Oh, ain't no author, Kemoshen, called Nathanael. The Mira, the Bukoto Flavinish for Hashman came with the role of Lavna Fallen. And was it the Ogo Mekilin? Was it the Eva Mekilin? And for Mrs. Sarachin, he called the Brigger Yosef, that someone died, may die within 30 days. Ain't no Aninus, they said he was Shalmi. Whoa! He's assuming that Fallen requires Kvura, which is my question, because that's a Kvura. He said that a neighbor requires Kvura, but there's no Avelis, no Aninus. Why do you see that there are folks who maintain a connection between Aninus and Avelis? I would have said, what connection is it? If you have to do the Kvura on the neighbor, the whole thing of Aninus applies. He says, no Avelis. How do you say it? Aninus Bechor, Avelis Bechor, Avelis Bezeh, Avelis Bezeh. See, whether you see another, I never realized this before, we had other aspects. Purim and Yontif and other things. Mak, Chalavoyt, right, the first thing in the page. Bechor is another interesting indication. Two may not in fact be separated from each other as well. Rabbi Shu Alina tells us in the Sefer Brachim, the second half of Rabbi Yitzchak Shabbat Aleph. But we left off. Yitzchak Shabbat Aleph tells us close to the following. It must be Rishalni. Nimso the Rabim Ochel Bosa Vishos the Yayin. Nimso the Katafim. The Nimso the Rab. What does Katafim mean? From the Torah of Kosein. Shoulders, big, brawny guys. The guys with carrot and mace on the Kosein. The Nimso the Rabim Dami. The Antorach of Sotoy. Nimso the Rabim Ochel Bosa Vishos the Yayin. None of these says, you know, the mace is the bar. No, the mace is still in front of him. So Elo each a lot of fun of calculated to be asked how long I've been since you have to be sent on Facebook. Once the mate is taken away on his way to the cemetery, or wherever, so the father of Elis begins right away. So if Elis begins right away, of course, there's no Aninus. He came and lo chalale Aninus, chalale Aninus. Then he goes to the idea of the person in prison. In the prison, there's no damn Aninus either. What's the story with the Nimsula Katafra and Nimsula? What's it all about? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tim Mahalacha. Simon Shin Mem Alid, Sib Gimel. Okay, Sib Gimel. Let's read it start. Mokum Shinoagim Shekatofim, Yuchodim, Lahosi Ameis, Ula Akash and Asu Akrov, Vitorah Akvor, Yim Serula, Teni Peru, Vishim Serula, Hem, Utara Makrov, the boss of the Ayan, and to call them Shel Tiyu Mea Bait, Shishu, the Eno Mutalale, and Goshen. Problem. My problem is, yes, we had a whole article this morning about Kvodo Shomei. And I tried to explain to you that what's Kvodo Shomei. It's not nice that the relatives should be taking, should be putting on tefillin and saying Krishna, and benching, and do all kinds of things. And the mates being taken care of by strangers. That itself, as he said, is a bizoyan to the Kvodo Shomei. No, that's exactly what's happening over here. He sits and learns Torah and puts on tefillin and says Krishna and benches and doing all of it. Who's taking it? Katosim. Who's Katosim? Katosim! Professional. They delegate it to the professional, they take care of it, and I'm out of the picture. Isn't that itself a terrible design, I mean? Yes, you do. First of all, that's you're right. The world's professionals, it's my word. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mention professionals, it only mentions the choices. As a matter of fact, there are many katzofim in which you take care of mates who do it for nothing. So you can't just say that that cannot be possible. I just gave an example of professionals, so that can't be the do a better job. That's an interesting possibility. As a matter of the Meiri, perhaps for this reason, if this kasha says katzofim, this is what katzofim means, that I have to put up, and the Avedos begins right away, but I disagree. Here's my answer. My answer is based on the lust of the Machad. The Mechab added it all the monkey wrench. So it's not found in the parish and Yerushalmi went tight. What did he say? Barakam should know Yom Shakat Tov from Yuchad and Otsi Amed. Alakha Shim Tatsu Akrov for Tzorchei Kvura Yom Shula. Hey, maybe Peru, yeah. What did he create all the scenario for? He said, I see Yerushalmi went tight. Nimsu Mechab Tov is. That's all. Why is it interesting what the meaning of Barakam is? It's completely irrelevant. If Nimsu Mechab Tov from itself, eliminate that and to make the Muslim a fun of, so who cares if it's the Minigam Machab or not the Minigam Machab, but you're completely irrelevant. I received the Shemalach, here's my Kasha. Here's my Kasha. The very fact that you've given the mace over the Katam, that you felt the biggest desire to cover the mace. I found here, Shemi Shisim Ato, all right, but we passed him the Chumrah, he didn't even have Yesh Shemi Shisim Ato. The Katam, Yesh Shemi Shisim Ato. Of the Machaber, no, it's a whole different verse. Here we're talking about a case where that's the Minig HaMokom, where everybody does know it. That is standard procedure, there's no way out of it. And therefore, the fact that you gave your particular mace, your curve, over to the Katofin, is not because of any lack of cover. That is standard procedure. That's the standard procedure. The Minig Kavua to get over to the Katofin. The crow, even if they want to, can't do it. Even if they choose to do it. They won't let a Karov take care of them, the Chavik Hadisha stuff. They're going to give it over to the professional or the dedicated Chavik Hadisha. They're going to do it. I don't care what you want, Karov. So it's almost like you mentioned before, on Shabbat, you suggest that Maskana is not considered a problem for the Shabbat, you make Kiddush. So you have to open your hand and pipe on your back. Shabbat, people live there. You can't do anything against any Malacha. So too, it's during the week. But it's a Malacha which is Miyukas. Malcolm should know that Shekhatov and you called him his specialist to take care of it. But for me, it's like Yom Shapur and Shabbos. The relatives can't do anything. They can't. They because the community appointed individuals who are specially designated. They're the ones to take care of the Tzorchei HaMeis. And the relatives are kept out of the situation. It's not a Yom Shapur and Shabbos. There's no such thing anymore once the committee evolves. Because every single person who loses a relative is not allowed to get involved. But the professionals, the specialists do it. The Ramela, what is given over to the Katovim, so it remains like Shabbos. Like it's not a day I can involve myself at all, Tzorchei HaMeis. And therefore, for this reason, the Din of Avanina is no longer applying. It's not considered a Tzorchei HaMeis covered HaMeis. If there's no Tzorchei Kavua, but one person decides on his own, even if the Meis over the Katovim will be a disaster. Would be a terrible design. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, instead of just saying this, for the Katofim, it's not in the Vaninus, rephrase, Malkum, Shenoah, Yom Shekatofim, Yom Chodim, and that's only the minute of Ruah, at that point in time, you say, not considered to a design of Kabbalah. If there's no minute of Ruah, it would be considered a design. Yes? That's a good question. That's a good question, the Merkel and Kovic. We're talking about the Merkel and Kovic from the perspective of Avelus and Beda, the contemplator in the Ramon. We'll get to it later, I hope next week. As far as the Merkel and Kovic, in this case, maybe not so clear that it can be Merkel and Kovic. It could be covered in general, I'm not sure. Yes? We won't go into that right now. We'll talk about that already. Okay. I was looking forward to so I met a transplant doctor. He's not seen that coming. My shoulder for him. He does transplants. So I didn't talk too much about the details. I gave him a nice hello. He spoke and it was very interesting. And the other doctor was saying, wow, I never met an Orthodox transplant doctor before. So there's at least one. Yeah.
So it doesn't return plus of the eye, master plus of the eye,
Oh, that's a good question. Come to that. Now, the Pirkei Tshuva here on that Siv, quote, Chokhmas Odom, correct. With the Sefer Chokhmas Odom, Klal Kufa Gimel, he's Shraim Aleihem. What is his Shraim Aleihem? He's obsessed about the fact that people hire a Chevra Kadisha, they make a, you know, they make a, we can understand it. It's a Chevra Kadisha, and they still don't daven until after the Kvura. How can it be? Says the Pitkachur of the Chira of Israel. He was Tamea and Finnick for no reason. Why for no reason? Because he caught another Yehuda. Says, Nifta le katsof and mahani hainam shrimokam shrimolichin hameis lemokam rochok. The ain ho nain ho lechim noem. I'm a lemokam shagam krov im holchem b'shat kvura. Lo mahani mitzira. I ain't some time of. When we talk then, nogam im komenu sha'onanim matzinim lizbalel arachar akvura. Ashik for the spashu machem b'kadisha. But nogam kvura v'nosmen oso, the sakrichim. And therefore the Chacham Sadr is kind of no time. This is not used. Now look for the Maizah. It happens all the time. It's a big problem in the Yehuda. The problem of the Yehuda is, if indeed the we're talking about a case where the Krovim don't go along with the Maiz, who needs them to the Katafim? Even without them to the Katafim, it should be that the Anir stops the Avelos again. That's a start, but that's a bit of a problem. But in any event, this is what the note of Yehuda says. Where did he get it from? Oh, Yehuda doesn't make a bit of his own. He got it from the Hagos Haimonim. Parents Dalit, the cousin, both. Nimsa the Rabbin of the Katafim also bought the Rishon Shiyai. Who mitzaskalon? Now, he holds who the Sina over Avgola. He's done with the Nimsa of the Katafim below. Rabbi Yo, he's going along with the Meis and the Sina and the Pros and Avgola and the wagon. It is comparable to Nimsa of the Katafim or not? How did the Noda of Yehuda understand? But he gave it over to the Katafim, but he plans subsequently to go along on the trip to the Beit Olam in the Sina or in the Agol. And the Shaila in the Rav Yoh, is that considered to be Nitz of the Katafim or not Nitz of the Katafim? And if we're not sure, we say it's not Nitz of the Katafim, then mainly you don't doubt it. That's how you know the subject of the Rav Yoh. And therefore it comes out, as long as you're going along with the base Olam, it's not going into the Katas of the Dina, and therefore you don't doubt it. Problem is, I didn't read I got my that way at all. Maybe you look up at the Rav Yoh in the original, I'm not sure where to find it. I read it differently. I read the Shaila, he does not give it over the Katas. The Zachman, he holds it with the Dina of Agola, he Dummy Linnins of the Katophis. He Dummy Linnins of the Katophis. Take a look here in the Ramah. It's Sipay, based on any owner here in our Sugim Brothers. It's Sip Gimel. Welcome to Nosin Hameis Meir Leir. In Mokum Korogu Havik Yilu Muta Lepona. Avagu Mokum Rokos Gon to Mahalach Shneyonim Muter Ashi Yavoli for Abu Shetzo. Rabbeinu Yona Perak Yishimeto. Rabbeinu Yona. That thought of that God's mind when he was stupid about that very same case. He don't mean he's the Nimsa of the Katov. He really was not Nimsa. And so I wanted to read the God's mind, and I found that the Smith Hemet learns my shot. If that's the case, we have no mocker for the Noda of Yehuda. We have no mocker for him. So it's a bit of a problem with the respect to the Chevra Kadisha. Once you go to the Chevra Kadisha, so then you're no longer a Mutal of Bump. So my answer, at a simple level, is that the Zman Hazeh holds we have a different kind of atzmus. You may get over the maze to the Chevra Kadisha, but still the relatives are overwhelmed with their preoccupation to take care of the Sarka Halavaya and the Kruz. What do you mean? They gave it to the Chevra Kadisha. What are you talking? What's they to do? Gave it over already. What's they to do? Special to take care of it. Huh. Plenty to do. Start to make phone calls to the cops. It's the past thing. I have been arranging for people to come to Levaya. They're going to come from in town, from out of town, flying in, driving in, coming, staying, going, tumbling. It's not a disciplinary situation. But a person could be, you can argue, is preoccupied with Zman Hazeh anyway. The whole world has changed. Not the old step. the matter that can be preoccupied with the logistical complication, even after you called in the Chaver Kadisha. That's why I can say that once, that if you're going to go along with the mace, that's an indication. You're still involved in the matters of the case. You know, the Chaver Kadisha picked up the value and taken care of that particular problem. And therefore, you're part of the Zadar. So the bottom line, the stock is you're part of the Zadar. Why exactly is not clear. The Chacham Sadeh said it's wrong, he said David. But if Yehuda says, no, if you're going with the mace, then you don't David. He brought a riot from Agos Maimon, I think it's an incorrect riot of the Korah. I was going to say, Heaven starts to Agos Maimon is correct. He said there's no riot anymore. But if he came, I believe, if he doesn't do anything, lift the finger, then the halacha of Anina still applies. Yes. Okay, that's, you don't put words in my mouth. He said that you're going along to the Beis Olam, that's all. In other words, you've brought in the Chaver Kadisha, they're going to take care of the Tahara, of the Tachlichim, and of the Oren, and of the Mokka Machvura, but then you're going to go along, you're escort the maid subsequently. As long as you're going to escort the maid subsequently, claims not to be Yehuda, it's not a din of him to the Katam. So he reads that goes to my knees and dies. Well, that is a minute. It doesn't make a difference. Let's go on. Now, the final question. Tosfos' assumption, Rav Rosai, is that the Nimtzei B'Katofen is no din of Aninus, and therefore what? Mutar B'Vosu V'Yayin, and what? Nimtzei B'Katofen is Mutar B'Vosu V'Yayin, and Chayav B'Mitzvah. That's not what the Yerushalmi said. As you said, so Sumatos is correct. It has to be better than Nisim. No, it has to be a case of mimic, as I told you before, Nimsa the Katam. The Rajma now adopted his test says, no. Vishyesh or Vishyisim Asol, he's also the Mitzvah, which is called a Shomei, but he's Mutzah the Boss of the Ayin. He drove a wedge to the Rajma, meaning two laws we've been always putting together. The two most famous Din of Alina is the what? Also the loss of the Yayin and also the Rishon. We all put it together for the Rashi. Yes, but if he's not so, he was out, he says, maybe there's no din of the Mitzvah. But we pass there's a din of the Mitzvah, says the Rashi. Well, yes, he's the Mitzvah, there is, in the Torah of Shavek. But he's the loss of the Yayin does not exist. What are you worried about? Shavi Yashko, Shavi Yimosh, big deal. Someone else is taking care of it. So the Rashi drove this wedge. If that's the case, we can suggest as follows. Nimsa the Katof is exactly the same as Yeshua Mishisa Maso, no better or no worse. And in Shal, he only said Nimsa the Katof is Mutsa the Dosa the Yayin. Same as Yisa Maso. But it's not going to be also the Mitzvah. Interesting possibility. So know that Yehuda said it's impossible. What about a Pitzvah Shuvah, the same construction? Impossible. He said, Shuvah's not a Yehuda. Maybe Yerushalmi, the coach can shook Hayov the Mitzvah. Often Yerushalmi, the same specific Shuvah Chafal. Often Yerushalmi, the Chai the Mitzvah. What exactly did the Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi spoke, Im Chaye Shcho, he tarta lo, Chaye Olam lo Koshke, Gematir, and both of the Yayin, how much more so you have it to a matter him what? I both say what? To a matter him to do Mitzvah. Fine. Look, the Raj was against the Yerushalmi. The Raj said that the case for you of Yisa Maso, where you are up to the Mitzvah, even though you are Mutzah the Bosh of the Yayin. What happened to Yerushalmi's Kavachom? Raj was against the Yerushalmi. I saw the following answer. You look at the Yerushalmi, I looked it up. The Yerushalmi is talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, we already mentioned, there's no psur of Yom Mishat to also be made. There's no psur. The Mela. If the Easter of Bosh of the Yayin was lifted, so much more so, the Easter of Mitzvah, Kavachol Yachai. But the Raj is talking about Bechol. And Bechol is a separate psur called what? Yom Mishat Iyat to Osek. Yom Mishat to Osek Bechayim. Yom Mishat to Osek Bechayim. And therefore, even though there's no chashash on the emotion, we used to not know, it's impossible to be mechayev in the mitzvah. That's impossible. Because the Pesur of Yom HaShadot in the nation. Remember, we retain the original Easter. There's even an Easter of mitzvah. The only reason why we would eliminate the Easter of mitzvah is because you're chayev in the mitzvah. Shabbat be awesome. It's no Pesur. That's your Shabbat Kavachov. But during the week, when Achi is not going to be anyway, going to be Pesur anyway, they retain the Easter. But they want to suggest how to answer the Yishan before the Shita Tarash. I have to tell you that I had a mindset in my own family. This is the cutoff. What happened? It happened that 23 years ago, just before Pesach, my grandmother, Olei Hashem, my father's mother, for Friday, just before Pesach, my father went to visit her. She was staying at my aunt's house in Paraguay, and he saw she didn't respond. He started like rough, she didn't respond. He called the doctor, whatever it was, pre-hospital days, I believe, and they took her to the hospital, and they said she's in a coma, and it's not good. It's going on, this is a Friday before paper. 2 days before that, on Wednesday, Avraham Willig was born, and there was a brisk schedule for Erev Pesach. Wednesday was Erev Pesach. We never make a see him that year. Twice in my rabbinic career, I was blessed on a brisk. And Erev Pesach, so he said, there's nothing I can see him. You know, my grandmother's situation is just, you know, very, very sad. And these kind of situations, the longer you're in it, the less chance they're going to get out of it. And my father's going with, you know, a very, very heavy heart. And he comes to the bridge that Wednesday morning. Very heavy. My uncle didn't come already. They were, but my father came. And my parents came. And then they had made up. They're going to spend Yontif in our house to help us out with a whole new bundle. But with a very heavy heart, and he went back to his house in Queens, you know, what's going to be? He walked out the door, a few minutes later, I got a phone call to my uncle, but in fact, my grandmother had passed away. So it's 9 or 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Now, figure what's going on. She, my grandfather had been buried in Eric's throat. So she had talking in Harabu Kho. Now, go to figure out what's going on over here. Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, what are you going to do over here? What are you going to do? I don't know what to do. So, very difficult situation. Remember the Gemara, we actually mentioned it passing just yesterday, but the Yontif is not the same as Shabbat. Shabbat could end into its exotic group, zero. But Yontif is different. Yontif region, you're allowed to do a Shavua your day. Nachrit, Yantar Sheni, the Levi day is growth. Give out the second, let's go back to the first day. So I had this brainstorm. Maybe to do it first. Friday, and Eretz Yisrael is cold. Oh no, we're 1 day on. What maybe we should do is, we should arrange for non-Jews to transport the maize to TWA, non-Jewish airline, and they will fly the orange Thursday evening to Eretz Yisrael. It'll arrive Friday morning, and it'll do the tour Friday morning. What about the Azalim? There were quite a few children in America. Oh, I remember it is. Nips of the Katopin. You give over the maid to experts, the specialists, professionals, and then the Azalim can begin. The Azalim begin, Erev Pesach, and the fish for a couple of hours. Finished. As opposed to the very difficult prospect of postponing everything until May Sunday, the Masons around. It's now Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, and Sunday, first they complain Sunday night, instead of the crew on Monday, and then Sunday Shiva the next, what, the next Thursday night, the week, it's a difficult situation. So, the pastor went to Paraguay, I told him about a cultivist, who was the rabbi of the White Shul, that's where my aunt was a member. Yeah, We're going to do it. We're going to do it. So, I mean, they went for the Levi. I called my father. The 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there are papers. I think it was 2 o'clock. They called the Levi. In Far Rockaway, Central Airport, one of those places. And after the Levi is over, so the postman says, I remember it yesterday, Louis, I was with his Italian friend from the place, he must have done a lot of business there. Louis, he's in front of the whole island. Louis, listen, you take care of this coffin and you make sure it's put on a plane. And the CWA gave all the details and put it all up. Yes, Rabbi. So the unveiling went back to the home in Farakha, my aunt lived. Sat Shiva for an hour or two. There's a few hours that came in. And then, those seven hours spread out. So my aunt spent a few hours longer than she lived in the house. My father went back to Riverdale, he left a few hours, So this way, the Shiva was already done before. By the way, not so much of this, for another reason. One, they did Erev Pesach after Chatzot. Many Rishonim say, not Eilus. But the Post can say, the Feirish, I saw the Zichron Pesach to them. We only did that, we have a funny case, but Halacha Kedibra Amekel Ovel tells us to do Avelus. Better to have Avelus. Erev Pesach after Chatzot. That way you don't want to have Avelus the whole week after Yom. So they had the Avelus, and the Kavru was done on Friday morning. It was much more of a covering for the Chaim and for the nation. That's what we did. But I actually saw a case of the rule of Katatan in real life. In this kind of a situation. Oh, they wanted the Shmira that night. The El Shiburim. They wanted the Shmira that went there after that patient. Thursday, so they went to the airport. Who did the Shmira? It was the Grant who did the Shmira. But it was the Avelus. Because if the Avelus would come back to the funeral home, that would ruin the whole thing for the Katam. They had a 70 hole, it's not good. So the grandchildren subterranean rotating for the whole whatever that many hours, 24 hours, whatever it was, they were in that same funeral. That's a nice joy. 23 years ago. Yes. In my opinion, is whatever can be done to expedite a kavura can be done, even if the kavura will not take place itself on Vayasa Rishon. That's my sheet that I went through with Vayasa Rishon, except the basis. I believe it's subsequent to that stock. Maybe Yeshiva was based on the following year for the first time. Came out of the center, I thought that the stock was correct. It's a good point, but I think it's correct, sir. Yes. No, because we say that, but as long as you're not actually being active in Torah Kameh, minimum is not a problem. Yes, you actually are active, that's a problem. Okay, now let's go with full touch. When Mama should have to touch, yes, yeah, it's kind of a major touch. Some mentioned yesterday, I'm not sure if it was the time of somebody else we mentioned this first. This is a story. My sister made some notes to Rabbeinu Tam. And it's over. Rabbeinu Tam's sister died. Huh?
Arya.
So, deal of Moshe Shabbat Vira Harris. The Yochel boss of the Shosh Yai. Yeah. He ate meat and drank wine. Yomar. Kevin Shiach Babal Shachaya Bikurata. Hey, no, what's the boss of the Yai? The Esther, the Gamma Ben Atam, if I have the ear, I know, if I have make only also a time. Not sure. My play was in a different city. Person is not sure whether Ben Atam is in Mako, had he been in the same city or not. They don't know. Not sure. Atam. The Rosh said it's impossible. The Rosh said it's given to the news of the smear. That's unbelievable in the top of the stock. It can't be. Milfit is smeary. The imkame lo yinagan, yinagan, zelab is bonim. Below the ovim, below the ochim. Because the person died, who's responsible for him? Not the father, the brother, the children. Listen to the gemola mashmachi. Of a column is not about having to make an owner. What's he talking about? What about the time owner from the actual individual who's responsible? Unheard of. Go to the street. So the Taz in Orachayim, Simonai Al says, I mean, the Taz passed him at the reason, Yisra Masol. That's all. Nothing fancy. He passed Yisra Masol. So therefore, if there's one particular Korah who's designated by convention, I mean, the one who's responsible for the Kavura, which would be what? Would be the husband for a wife, or the children for a parent. So that's it. They're the designated Avelim. They're the ones who are designated to take care of the Sarka Amek, and everybody else is talking, no one needs to, because of Yeshua Misha Yisra Masol. This is the opinion of the Taz in Orachayim Simon Ayanam. However, the Bach, it's all about the Shver. The Bach has a Shver, has a different approach. Here we go. It's called it $10. Torah says, "Kafir Rabbi Yitzchak." A very personal recollection. Shadistra Imi Morazi, said he. When my mother passed away, Hodil Hadavah Rabbeinatah, Shoya Achiyah, the brother of Rabbeinatah, and again the whole spiel. And the Rosh is Svarach Halusha Kalushi, it says. Not just quoted first person. It means that it's something that actually happened in real life. So the Bach says, G'day Li Asher Dasa Rabbeinatah, Omer Ani. May Akasha Baal Shahya Imo be Tazo. That's the Baal. Yes. And then he says, Uksha Imo be here Shum Karo. Shemutal of the Kovar, if there be no Karav in town who is obviously in need of town, he would be Chayvin in him, he would be Pusser in him, he would be in him. If he's out of town and his father's in town, then that's the way the town said he's no delivery in him. If there be no one in town, Hosam Vade also Karav Shemutal of Yira Cheres, Chayim Lotev Meiro. If there's no one else there, but Rokosh and Anoshim, I have lost this meiro, this tapali of this barasa, kilo mutalis of fun of us, the bus of Yai and Avada. So when the time I've been in a nearby town, and there's nobody in town, you die with no relative, every time I have to get on the boat, and get over the fence, pass the camera, and then Avada is leading him in the only the combination of factors, he's in another city, and the husband is in town, and husband's going to take care of everything, and then and only then did he say, there's no one in. So you need time for the Sivus. That's the case we can suggest, once again, consistent with my own approach from before. Not like the fact that the Taz said, as Rabbi Natan is, it's only going to Shita of Yisra Masol. No! Maybe goes to Mahalach of what? Kavan Ameis. As I said to you before, it's not a lack of Kavan Ameis for Rabbi Natan to stay home. Why not? Her husband's in the town, he's out of town. So it stands to reason that it should be the husband who's going to take care of his wife's Kavura, and not his faraway brother. Yes? Hold on, 1 second. 1 minute. Yeah, it's a very good question. But then it's out of the Bach is tricky. The Bach says, what happens if I'm in a time of the in town, she went to visit a brother, and she died in her brother's house. In my Abirima. The Angelus made Valali of Kiha. None of them. Says, I believe that the other way around would be true as well. If Rabbeinu Tam would be with her, and the Baal would be in a different city. But the vow would be what I've known in it, I mean it. One second, I think it's here.
Tell the parish.
I'm sorry, it's the parish. Rabbanatam Vadai. Who I think share Rabbanatam Ima of the Ubala Mira Heres? Lord, and that's a vow of us to be I. Kema Shechima of the Mira, the top of the Purata. The Biani is Daiti. Yesh, the Bakhpe Tuva. The Dibra Benatame, the Dibra Abba. I wouldn't agree with the Baal. Beto Watani said that there is an Indian of Baal Chai of the Purata, which is mentioned by the Rabbi Natan of Ferry. Sure, I think it's told too. Sure, certainly says it. Baal Chai of the Purata. So my view is that if a husband is in a city the next town over, and he gives it his wife dies, and the brother takes care, he has no license. For him, it's a bizarre attack. For the husband to sit still and eat, drink wine and eat meat and do mitzvahs while his brother-in-law is taking care of the Iskia Mesa, which is his wife. That's a bizarre. Even though the brother's closer and you're further away. Your wife, get your horse. All of you flipped around was the other way, where the husband takes care is a bigger deal. And the brothers further away, I wanted to say that then and only then did Rabbi Natan say there'd be no din of anin. But Rabbi Natan, I was to proceed against the Baal. That if the brother is in town and the husband's far away, the fact that he's a husband, that's the kind of code of Shemesh required that he's getting on his horse, stop it, stop crossing, stop dying, and go take care. Or be involved in taking care, help out in taking care. Even if his brother took care many days before he got there. Can you really against the Baal? That's what I thought. But Moshe, thou has a children about this in your Zeh Chelet Aleph, Simin, Achuf Nun Gimel, Reish Nun Gimel rather. It's like this. What are the situations where you hear that somebody died? Me'evel Yam. This is a true Christmas 40 years ago. Written 40 years ago. Me'evel Yam, who runs Me'evel Yam? Who crosses the ocean so fast? That's not my typical call. Yo. The Moshe says, the Avera is car right away, not him. Why? And if it is common to fly over the ocean, what's the difference? That's what tells us about. If it's common to fly over the ocean, you fly for every little, your second cousin, Bat Mitzvah. You fly across the ocean, I'm not joking around. You fly across the ocean, to the Mela, the Chutzpah, the Levi, you're not going to fly. So for these months, the Russians are flying. It would be lovely to fly over the ocean to fly! Get on the plane! But he always said, at his time, it was not much if he used to pick up a fly like this. Well, then it was, under those circumstances, would not be considered a desire to cover that day. You stay home? Yes, they don't. Well, I'm explaining. But the general meaning in this particular case is that, should be anyway, that a person who flies for every triviality should it would be a desire if it isn't fly for something as serious as this. That's how I understand. The guy doesn't fly at all, people don't fly. Fly, you know. I go to the Yidlan Eretz Yisrael, so maybe they flew that already. I don't know. They make it a boat. I'm not kidding. In my time, it was a boat, Eretz Yisrael. I'm not kidding. Yeah! In the 1960s, I'm not talking about the 40s. The 1960s, people take boats. There's the show. I was a modern Jew, I flew. I was one of the modern ones. But my friends who went like a year or two before me, they took boats. You know? So what did you just pick up a fly? It's a different world, you know? Yes, okay. I don't know, it's a very good question. You know, individually to go, that's a good question, I'm not sure. Rabbeinu Yonah, when he calls her Rabbeinu Tam, has a seemingly different version of the story. You know, so I don't know if Rabbeinu Tam is one of those, there's so many different versions of his story. I don't know how that happened. But I guess if you see what's going on today, it's not so hard to understand. There's different versions of the same story. Story. Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal, the page of Aleph, stop here with, towards the bottom. Hor ha'alocha ma'ayfet shemesa ha'choso shehoysa nesuha v'ir ha'cheret. So zi'u lo shem v'yim. Listen to this. This is what he said. Valdilo shemavim osa lekavra b'makom shahaya huda. The whole story.
It's got to be a different story.
Not the way we saw quoted in the Torah, the menorah, that Rabbi Natan was in. I'm not sure. They're talking the French city. Rabbi Natan, this is all make up a city. Rabbi Natan was in Paris. Paris in France, yeah. That was in Paris. And he heard that his sister passed away in. Strasbourg. Okay. So the sister passed away in Strasbourg. So, and the Kabur is going to be in Strasbourg. And his brother-in-law is in Strasbourg. He was staying in Paris. So there was no one even. That's how we understood until now. Comes to be on a whole new story. But in the time is in Paris. And he gets word that his sister passed away in Strasbourg. He's going to be buried in Paris. A whole new story. A different story. The Yochal boss of the Shas Yain Kona Kedik Rabbi Yomar Nam Mitzvah of the Kavra Baal Yorosh of the Chayim of Purasa, and he has also going to explain Asa of Iskei has paid those Purasa Shkabi Yimshom Achara Achila. I told you this before yesterday when I was discussing that this is what I mentioned before, as opposed to the other idea of Avelis, like there was Tisha B'Av with Chubin Abayim. This is the Shkabi Shem Yisrael. He's Mutter. A whole different version of the story, a whole different version. All of the apostles seem to say, if he's staying in his city, he's not traveling to the Levaya, the apostles. No, they never knew. Well, the version of Anatom is a whole different story. A whole different story. Now, if Rabbi Anatom is posturing in this case, and the other Rishonim argue with him in this case, that I can see much more easily, because he's going to be by the Levaya. So it could be, if Rabbi Yonah's version is correct, that even those false people argue with Rabbi Natan in this version, Rabbi Yonah's version, might concede in the other version, the more accepted version, that they might concede the above in that case. Right? The Sdei Chemet, in Hilchos Avelos, Siman Yud Aleph, quotes this from Rabbi Paul Shapiro. His name is Machlokes, but the Sdei Rabbi Paul Shapiro, the father of Makenah Paul, Lebedek, the father of the son, at the bottom of the top. Now we have the Nitziv, we have Rafal Shapiro. Rafal Shapiro, Pop, you know you are. He's a Nitziv, someone of kind, Richard father of him. He was also a son of him. But the Torah is your father. So, he said, if a person gets a telegram, the way the telegram is said, gets a telegram, and now there's a telephone that is relative God in a faraway city, and he has no plans to go there. Said Rabbi Paul Shapiro, everyone agrees with no anemus. But he wants to say that there's the Arbiter of Anatom, only Arbiter of Anionis version of Anatom. But in the common version, they might agree that there's no din of anemus. Against the Nitziv, who says, since we don't pass it of Anatom, just for Anatom, if everybody else comes to Anatom, and therefore he said there would be anemus in that kind of a case. Interesting, fascinating. What, this is amazing. What's amazing is that there's a Maisa Shehoya. I think it's maybe written in the Sefer Chemed, or maybe it's written in the biography book. When the Nitziv was Mifter, so this is Shapiro, the Nitziv's daughter, got a telegram. And her father passed away. Now what do you do? Of course, her father is a day. According to our husband, it is a day. What's the difference? I'll tell you a different story while I'm putting over the tape. A different story, so I think kind of tell us all over the story. That there's a very distinguished rav in Beit Hagan named Rabbi Auerbach. He's the son of Rabbi Madam Auerbach. His wife is the daughter of Rabbi Yashin. Not bad. The story goes that she went into the local optometrist at Bayit Hagan, and she's buying glasses, all right? And he said, you want to buy what they call photograves. Photograves, if you walk into the sun, it changes color. He starts mumbling. I don't know, should I buy that? My father says, no good. My father-in-law says it is good. What should I do? The guy behind the counter says it's exactly this. I don't say to the young lady, your father says it's no good. Your father-in-law says it's good. Why aren't the rest of the plaything? That's not a story he tells though. It's a reminder over here. Her father said that she is an eater. And her father-in-law said, her husband says, he's not an eater. What's Tutman? I think it's written up in one of the, it's either in the heaven itself, or it's in a some kind of a biographical, I'm not going to look at Shabbos, man. So, yeah, I don't know. That's not what we're discussing right now. I think Rabbi Teller tells the story. Would it really happen or not? I'm not even sure that's true. But certainly if it did happen, it's out of imagination to make it up. So maybe it really did happen. In any event, what happens if I want to finish up the discussion. What happens if the owner is in jail? We personally talked about it. I don't want to talk about this because mine is very painful. Some jokes are too painful to say, but if you want me to answer, I'll tell you something I heard just yesterday about this. But I don't want to say it right now. do you hold such a tough on Moshe? A person is in jail. So the whole discussion, what to do? So the question of two questions. What happens if the maid starts in jail and they want him out? What happens if the uncle is in jail? Let's stick so far with the uncle being in jail. The uncle is in jail, can't do anything. So you know, he's talking about. It's possible, one could argue, that if a person hears that a relative died in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael is a rule, they don't wait for anybody. You should lie for it, you should lie. They bury that day no matter what. They don't wait for anybody. It's the middle of the Chevrolet Ishim Yishalayim. If he gets on a plane right now, he won't make it. It's impossible. It could be, in that kind of a case, he's back in jail. In jail called the United States of America, big jail. He just can't get to Israel in time to participate in any of the Torah Kamei. It could be, there might be no din of aninus in such a circumstance. It's arguable that Cole might have made a phone call. Even though he's not there to do the defendant, he's managing by phone call, then you can argue he doesn't commit to some kind of semi quasi divination, but it's perfect. Well, that's even, would be. What about our bailiff? Would our bailiff begin right away? It's also not broken between our Rafal Shapiro and the Nasir. I think the Rafal said that bailiff begins right away, and the Nasir says no. That's what I think I quote from a merchant of the basic. He wanted to say, Halach, did he make all the time in the chapter? He wanted to say, start our veilas later and end our veilas earlier. That's to me a little. I think I've shepherd this week to quote that one of his mamorim. That the merchant of Egypt, he's not blinking to his relatives, the decision of a fall, he's making them both end. I love to make all the time to the statue. Oh? But what I often tell people is to make a novel. Either way, normally, the maker of the novel in that case is start our veilas immediately. So see, wait till the Lefura, maybe already another day in America, and it'll be an extra day of Shiva. But they start Avelis right away. But if you want to say, well, I'll let me postpone the Avelis until the time of the Lefura, which will be 6 hours from now, which will still be before Shia, but then it's arguable, you can tell him to postpone the Avelis until then. You got to take a limbo. Limbo. Not Aninus and not Avelis. And that's a Kiddush, can you be in such a situation of not ideas not available for passion? The answer is yes, but well, some folks, according to the Ramban, that's almost a problem. But the Ramban said that Avela should have begun Bishas Mitzvah, just that the Aninus stops it, so then it's almost inconceivable it should be in limbo. According to other Poskim, it's very conceivable to be between Aninus and Avela. Quickly, it's possible. Now, in fact, it's the Ferris and Drurl, and the Boaz, and the cast against the Ramban. Nifta the Katafim, for the British of others. Nifta the Katafim, so the Yushalmi says, is no longer within of Aninus, doesn't say the Avelis got it. Avelis got it, that's a double question. But the Gemara, we should not be fun of. That's easy. The question is, Nimsa the Katak get the impression that there's no Anzinus, but there's also no Avelis. According to Ramban, how can it be? How is it possible? And he's live by a Sarah here in the Boaz. But I, my understanding is he didn't have the Ramban in the original source. He only had the Surah and other sources supported. I believe the Ramban himself has the Kasha. The Ramban himself has the Kasha. From this to the Katofin. That is a long piece about this. Again, start on page, in our position, on page Reish Chet, and goes all the way until Reish Yud Gimel. Quite a lengthy discussion of this topic. Below six, Shilami names to the Rabbi, the Mutal Lechel Bosser. Came and said it was a lot of the Kodro. He asked the Pharisee, the Kasha, the Pharisee of trial against himself. And the Ramban, to become Lachon, be Idunin, be Simcha, Asur. He's Taka, Asur, be Idunin, be Simcha. Ain't a Kinami. Our Pharisee, our mission, the right supplies. That's the Ramban, sir. He asked the Kasha, gave it to him. Okay, I'm off. This concludes our discussion of Tosfos, and I just spent a year and a half or more on one type and how it translates out into Simen Shin and Aleph. I'd like to now discuss a few Ha'orim in Shin and Aleph. We'll try to go according to the Seder of the different Ha'orim. Some are short Ha'orim, not Marochas, but some are short Ha'orim. So we already had a discussion with the Aleph, which related to our Marocha from yesterday about Nepholim. Said in the Gemara, on that design of the base, the Brochet, made the middle of the fun of, last line of the page. It says, Ain't no made the Vaokhel. Ain't no Chobokhel and a Shosei Yai. Ain't no made the Vaokhel, says Rashi, Kizerach on the Subim, the Hashibu, Salcido, as small as the Mito. You know, to say that. You may not do this when you are in Anidus. But the Kesin Shulchan Aruch is this. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Men Aleph. See, Aleph says, Ain't no mace at all. Zok the Taz, Tirish ala Shulchan ala Mitzvah. Even sitting at a table is prohibited. Not to do it with falling on a couch. And the staff do the same thing, verbatim. I get it from. Well, the Grisha said the same thing. Ain't no mace of the yokel. Similar. Where's it come from originally in Rishonim? I'm not sure. Who what up the fun as that? No one knew the climb in the couch. The big question, why did these Gedolia Poskim, the Shach and the Taz, why are they going against the Heilige Rashi? What, I made a joke for them that Rashi's not a Poskim? They want to go to up in a Rashi just like this? Why? And the answer is tough. It's God given. Our Shulchan Aruch meets him a little bit before the Shach and Taz. Where did he get it from? Against Rashi? I think the answer is up. The idea is it shouldn't fit normally. It should do something with Shimon. So in those days, when it was common that people would do our favor, as we say, saying our Shulchan Aruch to be in, there were people who sat in the Zubin. If you don't sit in the Zubin, you sit straight up. That's itself a demonstration that things are not so friendly. You're not going to sign up some standard. says, Mara, there's no one says. No requirement anymore, the Rabbi Yosef, you can take. No requirement anymore. You're going to sit on your regular chair, your regular table, doesn't get anything. So therefore, even though Rashi was mad and right this man that there was no Agbar Seba, because my name was no one is no Agbar Seba, but it's necessary to prohibit even sitting at a table regularly. That's what I wanted to say. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, right over here, on that Shacham Tag, Kiva Eger says, Eino Meisim the Shavanar, Ayin Arachayim Tov Tuf Nun Dei Zizayim and Mamon Avron. What's there? The Matadar has no group still in the ground, I have two on that second. And the Mamon Avron explains where they come from. Only in the Meisim of Yochel. And will it be done, he writes, Lo Nikar Ashvelus El Agavikar. The rug, so that's not going to be caught on the ground. That's the case, that's kind of a table is up. You need a hacker, it's a Kudish of Fela. So if it's my neighbor, you sit at the table regularly, there's no hacker. No. The person just sits sort of a little bit different. Instead of sitting at a table that's very full with his whole room, you have these maninas. Then you pull back a little bit, you sort of a little top. You don't sit with as you sit normal, not sit at the floor, but you sit a little bit away from the table, something of that nature. Sorry. As two dozen, you all sit on the floor. You mean, the terrace is, as two and a half seconds, the minute is to sit on the floor. I'm going to call you to drive up to the floor. And Anita's, I know, I can't say. I haven't been visited too many homes with an eating during Anita's. But, it's a bit of psychological trauma, so I'm sitting on the floor. And Anita's may not be so good. I don't think it's commonly done, to my knowledge. Yes, sir. I don't think so. I don't want to insult anybody here. But there's some people who can sit at a table that long, that they can sit for who knows how long. So if you sit away from the table, then you can't. That's not really a meal. It's just having a good fight. That's just a fight. Yes. That's okay. That should be okay. Now, Rabbanan, in Shulchan Aruch, please, in Sif Hei, we read this yesterday. I will also lay shame Elisha al-gabe mito afilu kifuyo. It comes from the Torah, the others, comes from the Sefer Snochus. The din miyucha v'aninus. An oval is mutter on the mito kifuyo. An onein, and a special din, that he has to, even if he's a kfuya, it's prohibited. The minig is not that way though. They don't sit on the floor. The Gesher Achayim has a kash. He's an expert in the Menorah. The Gesher Achayim answers, says, Chol, everyone says, can't sit on the floor. No. I thought that right from the Babli Faker, get to the Sefer Snochus. Because the Babli said, the Lashon Eino Meisur V'Okel. You get the impression, only Eino Meisur V'Okel. But Meisur the Eino Okel would be okay. The Chor gets to the Sefer Snochus. The Sefer Snochus says that even Meisur Kuya is also, and the Babli says that even Meisur a regular Meisur Mutter. Because they know only Eino Meisur V'Okel. Hush. Look, the Beis Yosef right over here, speaking of Yerushalmi, that is another part of Yerushalmi, which we're supposed to go and quote. The Beis Yosef is supposed to Yerushalmi, the Eino also called Sarko. Yeah? An Onein should just eat only with the Aminim. He shouldn't eat his fill. To our Boskin, should the cave and lo it give a bright and tumble to the dark, Mashmizel of Kaimel and Hawkey. So it's arguable that this thing is also not the time of the Dan. This is the Sefer Snochus that has been on the floor that we are not allowed. Therefore, maybe also we don't pass in that way. Correct. Correct. What do you do, Rabotai, what's on this topic, with an one wearing shoes to a levaya? The Shulchan Aruch says, he's called a Shulchan Aruch, who says the Feirush, no problem. He says, ain't no kolet min ol d'sando. Now, why ain't no kolet min ol d'sando? Rambo Ed. Mutalosni Tatar Beso. Normally an oval does not leave his house and does not wear shoes. And only Muslim. Why is all of this stuff? Why? Comes from the Ramban and explains why. That the people take care of the Sarafi Ameh. So what do you have? You let it go, not leave the house, I'm sorry? Why? I don't know. Take a walk. I would say no. You're allowed to leave the house. It's Torah Kamei. You're allowed to wear shoes. Well, if you need shoes, it's Torah Kamei. You're allowed to wear shoes. And the question that comes to come, is man are there, people don't want to see that shoes or barefoot or socks. People usually, not everybody there, most people own a pair of, sneakers that wear for sure and they're different. I'm not talking about their sports equipment, okay, but we call them their canvas. Picture of them Kippur sneakers. So, you walk around without no problem. So, all right, they walk around the street with a picture of Kippur, them with those sneakers. Most people have it in the closet. Let them put that on. I see you on both sides. As follows. There's a din of Atifa Sarosh. Both of them, all of us will get to the way to cover your head. But around 5 nights in the Torah to Adam, and quoted Shulchan Aruch as well. In the Shin Pei Rosh, and there's this special dispensation in the Gal and Rosho with Vod Amenachim. There's something in the Tovah Amenachim based upon a Ramban from earlier sources. One could argue that walking around in sneakers, even though he walked, I see it in Midtown. Unbelievable. I see it in Midtown, I was walking on the sneakers. No, you don't see it? In fact, I'd be wearing a greasy suit to wear sneakers. It's more comfortable. I see it. But, it goes there. It's not considered so formal, so therefore one could argue that maybe it would be a covered Arabian, and translates arguably to covered a mace, a person who wear regular shoes. I think that's the minute. Most people wear regular shoes. We could be mitzarif for another kula. As we pointed out, the fact that we are not mere in Isuria Aninus Avelis before during Aninus is not based upon the Ramban Ultimus Doraita. We reject that. Based upon Smach, who links Aninus and Avelis. We already had mentioned that in the Shach Scott test of the Green. Let's have another theory. I know in my own personal situation, I was appointed. I was very going to be appointed by the family to go there to Israel with the Aaron. And I wasn't interested in carrying so much with me. All I had was a little carry on for my talis, for my tefillin, and 3 or 4 svarim, and it was not it. I don't remember anymore. Sorry? I was going to carry on shoes, sneakers, pants. So I put on my sneakers in the beginning. No one said good to me. There were sneakers for the Leviathan and the straw, and there was one there, and 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 there, so I was machmed, it was a chumrah which is not a crazy chumrah. But I must tell you, that most people do not have this chumrah, they wear shoes to the Leviathan, yes. Who says? Not so close. Is it only allowed to walk around in the shoes in the house? Not so close. The Ramban explains the reason why there's no issue of Nina's sandals because he has to go to the Tesla base, so he can't walk out without shoes. That's what he read. He read it already for Sean. That's what Ramban says. So one could infer that perhaps if you walk around the house, then you should walk around the back. I don't want to make comments to people. I accept what you're telling me, but It's not possible. I don't want to make the story not pleasant, but it's not possible. Not part of it. It's not a part of his doing. Right.
Sure.
Again, I know the tools. It's not so possible. Okay, gentlemen. I want to discuss a few more things in Allah Seder in Hilfer's Seder. I'll try to go into the Seder of the Sitzker Shul. Okay, because that's where the action is here. The Shach and the Taz, we spoke about it a little bit, but the action, all the wild Shilas are in the Sitzker Shul. We'll try to go in order. Today we spoke about Allah. I'm not going to throw everything, but just a few things. What about discussing Dallas in Sitzker Shul? About the Tila Tzedai. The post on post will say, what are you talking about? The Tila Tzedai was a day with the Rabbanon. Our father is crying the Tila Tzedai. It's an Isser. He read without the Tila Tzedai was an Isser. So Vada could wash hands. And I thought, no. No, the owner of bread is not washing hands. I thought, an Isser. I asked you a question. Did the owner make a bracha? Yes or no? Shaka me in the bro. Yes or no? What do you say? Yes or no? How do you know? Who said so? Who said so? Here's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, ain't a Mavara. Rashi, I'm open. Some of each other say no. Ain't a Mavara means bench. Ain't a Mavara means demon. Don't bench. But I'm open. I'm about to make a Mosi. Call out Nan and the Ola, my devil, or Brahma, no. Even more of that fish, sir. The Kolbo passes that way. No, Rabbi, what do you say about that? Yeah, the Azaiti, the Kolbo does not the other. So the Kolbo holds that it's an Isser, an independent Isser, meaning without a bro. Everyone else says, yeah, it's a mitzvah to make a bro. If you don't, if you're the vato, the mitzvah, you have to make a bro. Then we say it's an Isser, you without a bro. But you cut off the mitzvah in the first place. There's no mitzvah to make a bracha, and of course, no mitzvah to see you without a bracha. I don't know how she talks on the Kolbo. The Kolbo is quoted as saying that someone who has a suffix Yerfa Tanenin has to make a bracha. Suffix isn't. But all of you are saying, no, you can't make a bracha. It's a suffix mitzvah. So I thought it was such a Kolbo that she talks. Yes. The bracha's your base. What are you talking about? Talking? Maybe. The Tashas is, what's that? Who's faith? But faith is a mitzvah, you mean? Oh, is it isn't.
Yeah.
Independent isn't? Oh, there you go. So, Amen is against the time. I'll look up the Mashabi now. Amen is against the Kolbo and the Mashabi according. We all know. It's only an Isser if you're about to the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no Isser. The man is just not the same thing. I'm about to the mitzvah, but I'm just the mitzvah today. Take away the mitzvah, there's no Isser. Can't they release? Yes, sir. No. Hold it. Don't forget, you should make a broth even though it's rabbi. So, not so great. You know? That's not my point. That's a side. This message is here. Right, sit cotton hay. Or a person eats a meal and then goes to a brewer and comes back and he still fills for the meal he ate before. You have to bench for that. I think the answer is no. Because you have Kalta and Savat and Erasa, the Machayim is the Achila. If you Bishat the Achila, you were an owner and you're part. Same thing. A person goes to the bathroom, it's more common when he's an eating. And then he did the Kura. And now, they make a nashiyata. It's a common shot. You often find people go to the bathroom at the cemetery. They're a long trip. They go before the kvura, they run to the bathroom, they come to the kvura, and then half an hour later, they're ready after the kvura. They make a nashiyata or not? So again, the answer is no. Because it's a shot on the chayim, when they went to the bathroom, there's, you know, Simchat Zav, the famous one. Zira, Yonah the Yoma. Zira, it's going to be a 24 hour day, waiting about Zira, cow it out of bro. Why? My last year I gave in the regular amount about this. The last 5 minutes of the shiur, I'll tell you what. I don't want to go into Barik. The kitter is, in one word, the cow out of bracha, and it's telling you counting not a shame mitzvah, but just to maintain the continuity of the count, so you can count the following day. Fine. Interesting shout out to Pesach. If someone passed away, you tell the child that he has to daven yet. Says, no, don't tell him. Let him first daven, then tell him. Just get shiva chet. Let him first daven. No, that's very telling right away. Necessary, yeah? Chet is incredible. An owner has the yard side. He wants to suggest that an owner has the yard side can come and daven for the yomer and take kaddish. But the reason why he can't do it is Kodesh Shomei. He's supposed to Kodesh Shomei. I don't believe one word. What are you making this stuff up? Play out words here, Cody. You know, the public is not making this stuff. I don't believe it, but I see people do it. I think it's incorrect. Okay. Let's see what else there is. Time for the others. How about Kodesh Shomei? I don't believe it. Here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the world famous in Tzimbeir, Misha Beis Lameis the Shabbat, eats Lotoy Shabbat without Havdolah. You don't have a Matzah Shabbat, you don't have a Shabbat Sunday morning. After the Purim, Sunday morning you have a Shabbat, if it's still not Shabbat. With an eye of them, of his month, Lodomi, the Shokah, below his Tzal Arvish, Shabbat Tzal Shabbat Shayim, Kevin Shivalaila Loya Kharbus Falil. Lina Dola? Yavdil Akashi Kogar Amazis. That's a tremendous mapwork. Some we showed him say that the Kiev Abdullah is basically Moshe Shabbat. You have to touch Lubin. You're a puppet. I was just saying that the Kiev touched Abdullah all week, well, half a week until Tuesday. And to touch Lubin. So you can read this. So you'd be tight. The Mechamah passes you are tight. But the Dabin, the second Mayrib in the morning, that's really only touch Lubin. You're puffer because mana, you're puffer from Hashlum. Huh? Atapon Antonu Shakri? Probably. Probably sounds right to me. Look at the kids of them. Probably. Now, it's interesting. Let's start with. Before we come back to Marav Shabbat, Moshe Shabbat, let's talk about Mincha first. So I go into the chronological order. Mincha. Mincha on Erev Shabbat. What's the din? Okay, Shuva says, listen, a person is still Erev Shabbat. It's not Shabbat yet. So the same status as the other cases we spoke about. Can involve yourself, can't involve yourself. Could be, in other words, Mincha Pitzvah Shuva, that an own name would be Pater from Davening Mincha on Erev Shabbat. No, including me on Sunday. Someone passed away Friday. Including me on Sunday, now it's right before Shabbat. It could be, it's arguable, at least to me, it's arguable, but this is different. The last few minutes before Shabbat is already included in what's called Yom HaMashiach, the ultimate. Too late. So close to Shabbat. Everyone, what are you going to do? It's so close. Second answer to the Kasha of the State Temet against the Ephraim Dalman HaGoliath. Yes, and he quotes over here that in your in the back, in Sid Aleph, he has Zilchot Aninus in the back. The places in Europe where they made a Xera not to bury it for 48 hours. Doesn't matter. The only thing is still out of Din of Aninu. Because he'd be busy himself later with Star Hamming. And that time, to get Tachrichim, Litzkar Tavdonim, arrange for a Sfeidim, to find people to be Malavim. And the same author, flip the page, Tiftet Zayin, made bear of Shabbat eight mincha. The image she has to the carpet of Kodesh Shabbat is follow mincha shall have Shabbat. Correct the Tehem and the Steer Gluis? In one case, you can't get involved right now because you have to wait 48 hours if you haven't eaten. He has no need. But my Sabbath is my vote. The last 2 minutes before Shabbat, the 24th, Yom Yishayim, Shabbat also Bekayim. You can't do anything there, nothing to do. It's the Yom itself, it's so close to Shabbat, it's Muska, in the Psura, Yom Shabbat also Bekayim. As opposed to a regular day, but the government said you have to wait a few hours, or whatever number of hours. Different story. Can I get near a little? What about Motzi Shabbat, Shabbat? Motzi Shabbat. The Tehemet himself had a Maisa. He was an owner on Shabbat. And what he did, he davened Myrus and he said Abdullah at the Plag HaMincha. That was a shtick. He didn't want to miss Abdullah and Myrus. He davened at the Plag HaMincha. Before Shki, until Shabbat for sure. The parish, he was davened, passing of Abdullah to Myrus, Abdullah to Myrus. He davened Mincha earlier than that. Davened Myrus. At the Plag HaMincha. On Shabbat Abdullah. And then Abdullah, now there, so before she marked Rabbit, Nazala, Shlagaminchan on. The Bar Hate, may I? Aleph? Yeah, I'm trying to call these Aleph. It's Sim and I and Aleph, the Tuck of Oz. Daven Meyer early. Most people, I don't know, I can't think of everybody. Most people do not daven Meyer early except for Friday. Friday is the condition. Friday is the day that it's Kabbalah Shabbat, it's a special heaven. Otherwise, really, it's better not to do it. I don't know. The Sefer Kolbo on Avelis, both the Ger Rebbe of them, who said that Dikas Man Marv is Balayla. And davening earlier is only a special heter. And if you putter Dikas is Man, you can't daven at the secondary Man. I don't think the fact is true. What kind of Dikas is Man? So the quantity of you, so the Dikas is Man is from Plaga Mishnah. I think the assumption is correct on Dikas is Man, but who said it's not the Dikas is Man? Quantity of you, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Can't just take every ass against the Gary Rebbe. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rush, even the base, that have a whole discussion about Abdullah, you're making Motzi Shabbos, you're putting it together, you can't make Motzi Shabbos, you're making it from Tuesday, you're putting it completely, the Maram and then the Rush, they're all assuming you cannot make Abdullah at the Plag HaMincha. I'll tell you what I think. The Gabi Abdullah, the Gary Rebbe is right. The Gabi Abdullah, the clearly Ekas Man Abdullah is only when after says the Kabbin, and before that it's a special heter. Then the Gary Rebbe says, I think it's completely correct. The Gabi Meir, though, Meir, the Kuan Tarak, the Abbas Kumar Rebbe, that's already the equal as mine. That's what I thought. The bottom line, we don't have a Meir either in this situation. The reason being that we don't, generally speaking, don't follow you except for Friday. That's the reason. That's those who follow you all the time. Some shoes have to step back the whole summer. Sabotage. But they're relying on a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda for my roof, and maybe they'd have a different stat. So what will happen if a person becomes an onay after the Plag HaMincha? This is scary. This is true in here in Howard Simmons. Yes.
I suppose that only you have to speak yourself against the Jewish
and what you're accomplishing with the... That's true, the Biskin Shuvah is supposed to be a test as a follow. In Meis Lo Meis Balayla, Kodosh is follow Shilas Arvin. הוא כבר הגיע זמן תפילה, maybe he damn it has shlomi. Why? Because it's the shot marble chala you were in. I think the post to say, what happens if somebody, was nifter in the plug on Milka? Should we say the same to all the Tishrei Teshuva and say, hey, you should daven two shacharisim, one from shacharis, and one from Mar, which was as high as like a minute before the Yehuda? I don't think so. We don't follow Yehuda's rule. We pull out that stop sometimes. What about Milka itself? The Tishrei Teshuva, the fascinating shot, if someone was cast away in the afternoon, so you didn't have a happen to have a Milka yet. Some say, oh, same way that someone passed away at night. You have to have in Marv yet. You have to have in two quiet chakras. So, two of someone passed away in the afternoon. You haven't have in Milcha yet. And it's just through at night. You have to have in quiet Marv. But the Sikhshay Tshuva suggests, no. What does he say? Some say, what's the source of such a test? Ein achi of chalalav ele berega ha'achron shalyom. If it's man, I told him that there ain't no chiyuv kol kach. Ela the yotzei shem tzfala lo. What a chiddush niflus, the Yesh al Avraham. What does that mean? I think it's based on the Gemara in Brachos. It's the Gemara. No. It's not only about Mincha. The Mincha, the Yikas here, Mincha, the last minute. Yikas is the first minute. Where did it come from? Where did it... We should always have the first minute. The fear begins right away. Fear did not see this. Why by Mincha does he say that the Gemara the Brahma says Nisrael is foul in the Zumei Chama Yerucham Shemesh of the Areach Dor Dorim, and even Abai who's opposed to it or Marav is opposed to it, Simavitch for the Shaita, but in principle they agree. He gives not the last minute, so Mamel is the first side before the last minute to be no Tashlumin on the following non-fila of Marimah. What about Shacharit? Someone's on it between Alosa Shachar and Nei. It's arguable there's no Tashlumin. So even though you put down the Shachar at the end, it's only as Alos. If the Yigas Manas Vestikin, Nei Tachama, for the only Jesus, the Yerucha Bukhar and Shemesh, there would be in fact no, you wouldn't have it Mincha twice. The Mishnah Brura says no. It depends upon Alosa Shachar. If you lost a shachar, you will hire Yatav and Mincha twice. The Simon Ayin Alan, Sivkot and Dalit. He's the sheep of Zol with the respect of Mincha. It depends upon Mincha Zol. Yes, it's a Chichuv. You saw the earlier here, not the Yikir of Shatir, as it's called. Now, until what time can an owner daven shachar? But if the brewer passes over here, you can daven shachar until Chatzot. Not pushing at all. Why? Because Rav, as you know, the big shayla, having a daven between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the morning. Some say the din is tashlumin. I've a show. The Mishnah Rav is from the Chavon. And beyond 10 o'clock is the din is tashlumin. And others disagree and say, no, the chiyum is still chatzot. Like the Chavon. That should be the shayla over here. If you get to until 10 and through until 11, or the summertime. Chatzot is around 1. The Kavur is at 12. You daven shachar then. If it's an Ikar Tzman, yes, if it's only Tashlumin, the answer should be no. So the Kavur is you can daven until Chatzot. The Mitzir says no. The Mitzir passes in the Sefer Brachot. Ikar Chiyuv is only until Arba Shol. The rest is Tashlumin. It doesn't have to mean it. But if the person didn't daven, it's amazing. Until after 10 o'clock. What happened? Mother woke him up. Time for chakras. No. Time, chakras, no. I'm too tired, I'm not getting up for chakras, I'm just not getting up. And he wakes up 4 hours later, so he's involved with it. So he decides to say chakras back. Some folks say, no, you're amazing. You're amazing. You cannot have any tashlumin. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Pashtus, he would say that if he could mano, but then, even if he's amazing, he would be allowed to daven until that time. So, Birka Swishma is a shayla. Birka Swishma after 4 hours, and Achlat is a post. The Shulmanar says no. And the Mishnah is Yaakov and the Chassidim, ironic combination, say yes. I said before Shabbos. That's a similar shayla. If it's Yigas Mano, intimacy gets a mano. He might have a poyama in certain places, but I don't want to go. He gets mano until 10 o'clock. He can't say Dhruva Krishna. I might have touched him. But he gets mano until 12. Then, in fact, you can. And what about chakras between Chatzos and Minchas Gedolah? Also an interesting question. The Mishnah talks about in Simon Pei Pet, the Pesach Zayin. If the Pshat is it's not until Chatzos, then Chatzos passes over. If the Pshat is that it's not already passed at 10 o'clock, except that you have Tashlum and until Chatzos, Minchas Gedolah, you can take Tashlum and Shabbos at 12:15. Well, this is a famous Shabbos. What's the Pshat? But you look at the Shari Tshuva, and Simon Ayin Aleph, and Sim Kut Vey, he quotes an Eliyahu Rabbah, which I don't understand. I can't understand at all. We suggest the following Chiddush, Nifla Benayra, that an Onen can dive in chakras until Minuchah Gedola. I don't understand. How is that possible? Limanusha. If the Eagles mounted until 10 o'clock, can't have a fast 10. Elamai, it's Tashlumin until 12:30. But as we said, if you put the Igor's mind, there's no Tashlumin either. Ah, you want to come out and say the Igor's mind until 12? Fine. Igor's mind shot until 12:30. No one ever heard of that. But I don't understand it. If you have a shot, please let me know. There's more to be said about the Brotin, there's more of Mr. Brewer, Simon and about the Brewer's Shaka, Shalom and Sami Goy, of this nature. And since we're Jewish, but my time is up. Now let's talk about Tuesday Shir. Exactly Tuesday Shir. Shin Men Bay. Shin Men Bay is a famous Shat Sugya. Bay is other Shokosna, Dima Shokal. Everyone loves Sugas. You want to Sugya be in Rav. So why don't I go into the Sugya Shin Men Bay? Sugas out there. A little bit in the Shulchanoch, the Mepharshim. That's what we're going to start. After we finish it, we're going to make it a express run. I go, make like 10 stops, and then they go right through the whole city and come to the other side. That's what I want to do, otherwise we're never going to be able to cover enough ground. But Tuesday should be 1 o'clock, okay? I wish everybody a good Shabbos and good Yom Kippur. We should have all these...